This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties in New Delhi today. During the event, the Prime Minister will also interact with farmers and scientists. The Prime Minister's office, in a statement, informed that the 109 varieties to be released include 61 crops comprising 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals including millets, forage crops, oil seeds, pulses, sugarcane, cotton, fiber and other potential crops will be released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers and medicinal plants. In Bangladesh, thousands of minority Hindu community members staged massive protest rallies in capital Dhaka and the northeastern port city of Chattogram for the second consecutive day yesterday. Their rally blocked traffic for over 3 hours at Shah Bagh in the central part of Dhaka. They were demanding protection amid nationwide vandalism that saw attacks on their homes, businesses and temples. Their demand included special tribunals to expedite trials of those who persecute the minorities, allocation of 10% parliamentary seats for the minorities, and enactment of a minority protection law, among others. Thousands of Muslim protesters, including students, also joined them in Dhaka, expressing solidarity for the cause of minorities. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, two army soldiers have been killed in the line of their duties, while two civilians have got injured in an encounter between terrorists and security forces at Kokernag in Anantnag district yesterday. As per defense spokesperson, the two critically injured army soldiers, after being shifted to the hospital, finally succumbed to their grievous injuries. The two civilians have also been evacuated from the area and provided immediate medical aid. The encounter was underway till the reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day visit to Nepal beginning today. He is visiting the Himalayan nation at the invitation of his Nepalese counterpart, Seva Lamsal. The Foreign Secretary's visit is part of regular high-level exchanges between the two countries. It reflects the priority India attaches to its relations with Nepal under its neighbourhood first policy. Securities and Exchange Board of India SEBI chairperson Madhabi Puri Butch and her husband Dhaval Butch have denied allegations against them by short seller Hindenburg Research in its latest report. Hindenburg Research, a US-based investment research firm, has alleged that Madhabi Puri Butch and Dhaval Butch own stakes in offshore entities linked to the Adani Group. In a statement, Madhabi Puri Butch and Dhaval Butch said that the allegations are untrue and their life and finances are an open book. They said, all disclosures as required have already been furnished to SEBI over the years. Former External Affairs Minister K. Natwar Singh passed away in Gurugram near Delhi last night after a prolonged illness. He was 93. He was awarded the Padma Bhushan in 1984. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of Foreign External Affairs Minister Natwar Singh. In a social media post, the Vice President said, Natwar Singh served the nation in varied capacities, including as External Affairs Minister. Mr. Dhankar said, a prolific writer and chronicler of repute, Natwar Singh always infused zeal to live and contribute. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over east, northeast and northwest regions of the country till 16th of August. In the third and final match of the T20 series, Australia A women won the toss and elected to field first against India A women at Allen Border Field in Brisbane, Australia. Australians won by seven wickets. Australia have won the series with a clean sweep 3-0. After nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sports action, the Paris 2024 Olympics will conclude with a grand closing ceremony late night today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.